This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Wake up!
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
You're no. Not good.
You're not grabbing the Hunter Biden sound yet.
I don't care what anyone says. As angry and as frustrated as I am today with the Giants,
oh my God.
That might be his Bill Walsh film breakdown moment of the year. That is an incredible. I don't care where your political alignments are. That Hunter Biden video is hilarious. It's okay. We can laugh. Him breaking down the difference between crack and cocaine is just, it is incredible.
When does that crack come into play?
It is incredible. It is incredible. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God.
Somewhere, Whitney Houston thinks that's a great video.
Rest in peace. Why'd you have to do that?
She's been gone
a while. And that's
how
we take it too far.
When she was getting asked about how she would use cocaine, she said, we don't smoke crack. We smoke cocaine. It was just hilarious.
I think you sent that in the chat with Oprah.
It was just hilarious.
Was it the RBL Posse lyric? It ain't medicine, but it'll ease the pain.
Of course.
It's better than crack cocaine.
I mean, come on. Look, whatever your political alignments are, it's a funny video. We can laugh. It's okay. It's okay to laugh.
You think Hayden Birdsong's watching out this morning? Do you think that'll cheer him up?
The difference between an opener and a starter, or the
yikes.
Difference between getting bombed out of a game and not recording an out and, you know, pitching a perfect game?
I mean, Hayden Birdsong yesterday, I'm just looking. You just pull up the box score. It's just so embarrassing. Pull it up on ESPN where I have the box score.
I've never seen
anything
like it. It
says loss, H. Birdsong, 0.0 innings pitched, one hit, 5 earned runs, 4 walks. Let me say that one more time. 0.0 innings pitched, 1 hit, 5 earned runs, 4 walks.
And 1 HBP.
The kid's confidence is, if there was anything left, it's gone completely. That's like getting pantsed in front of the entire school right there. And everyone's laughing.
If you do that at school nowadays, like, I'm dead serious, they might charge you with a specific crime.
No, that's bullying.
No. But like, they have like a, there's like a, not only is it bullying, like, they sometimes they like, oh, this is a sexual crime
or
whatever.
There's a lot baked into it. I'm not going to go that far, but that was I'm just going by the word embarrassment. That was embarrassing.
My little brother, when we were in sixth grade or seventh grade at St. Gabe's gym, they would have this like, it was a gym, but there was also a stage.
Right.
And the stage was behind the basketball hoops, and it was a Friday night. And on Friday night CYO, you know, all the girls are there, all the parents are there, snack bars humming, and we were in like sixth or seventh grade. My brother was in like first, second, or third grade, and my little brother pants the guy
timed out, bro,
in front of the entire Friday night gym. And the poor guy just stood there like, oh, dude, it's like a moment that stands in time.
Underwear and all?
No. Okay. He was in his underwear.
Oh, that's okay then.
But my brother pantsed him good, and it was just one of those funny moments you remember, you know.
Yeah. The kid was
nowadays, my brother would have gone to jail for something
he
like
might
that.
Have.
You want to hear another funny
Unless
moment?
It was Hunter Biden.
Relax. Jesus. Continue, Sam.
So, you guys, you know who else once upon a time? So, Hayden Birdsong's the only Giants pitcher to go five runs, four walks.
Correct.
Another pitcher who did it once, he's the only Giants pitcher to do it, but another Hall of Fame pitcher to have done it.
Hall of Famer?
Nolan Ryan did that one time.
Oh, wow.
I kid you not, in 1993 against the Mariners.
At 43 years old.
Five runs allowed, four walks, and did not get an out against the Mariners. What's that?
Was that his final start ever where his arm exploded?
No, I think he made some starts after that.
Okay.
Let me double check, actually.
Well, Hayden Birdsong make any starts after this? No, it's like dead serious.
The fact you put Nolan Ryan and Birdsong in the exact same sentence.
Well, I think it's wild that him and Birdsong have literally put up the same exact line.
Well, who's my guy that was, it was always the Darren Collison, was that who it was? The graphic where it was like, it was Paul Pierce, Kobe, LeBron, and like Darren Collison.
Actually, it might have actually been his last start.
Yeah, you see, there you go.
See, there you go. His arm like exploded on the mound and he like knew he was done. So it might have been his last. Joe knows baseball, doesn't he?
Bo knows, Joe
Well,
knows.
You were alive for it. Sorry, we were, you know, still in diapers when it happened. So
Nolan Ryan is... God, I love Nolan Ryan so much.
You love Hayden Birdsong so much, too. So yeah, this must hurt for you to watch right now.
Poor Hayden Birdsong. Look, confidence is the most intoxicating drug in sports, and especially in team sports. And when you have the confidence, you know, you can do a lot of crazy things. And when you have no confidence, you're done.
Who's confident on the Giants right now?
Willie.
That's it.
Willie looks really confident right now, which is good. I mean, it's really good. It just sucks that it's coinciding with everyone else not playing really good ball. Who is confident? I think Casey Schmidt actually has a lot of confidence right now. Even though the results haven't been as good as we want, I do think he's confident.
The fan base isn't. I don't think the coach is confident. I don't know if Buster Posey's confident. I think this team has a lack of confidence top to bottom right now. As you mentioned, Willie Domus is a good start because he's the heart and soul. But when he has comments like he did after the game yesterday, talking about we've fallen off the bus, it's not good. By the way, we're reacting to a 9-5 Braves win over the Giants, who have now lost six in a row. They're still technically alive. It's July 22nd, so we can't bury dirt on this team just yet. But I feel like a lot of Giants fans have the shovels out, Joe, and they're in the graveyard right now digging the grave of this season.
Have you ever seen Casino?
Casino?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a scene where Joe Pesci and his brother get beat up with shovels and buried alive.
And baseball bats.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the Shah of Iran was a part of that too. Phil Leotardo.
Yeah, well, I think you're right, actually. I think you're 100% correct. And that's what it feels like for the Giants right now.
They're just getting.
I mean, they're
the
getting
pasture.
Buried alive.
They're getting buried alive right now.
What was his brother's name? It was Tommy and.
Joey?
I forget.
It was something. There you go. Something. Tommy.
You loudmouth brother. Bang, and he hits him in the back with an aluminum bat.
Hey, Bob Melvin, what's going on with Hayden?
He was kind of teetering the last time and found a way through it. Today he couldn't, unfortunately. So, you know, put us in a little bit of a bind with the pitching, obviously, and how we had to cover this game. But, not ideal, and kind of back to square one with him as far as some of the command issues go.
God bless Bob. He's like watching his son out there on the mound. Yeah, he's got, you know, it's not ideal. It's not what you want, but he stinks. He stinks. It's basically what he wants to say. Hayden Birdsong after the game. Oh, real quick. Yeah, you got something?
There's an argument to be said that they kind of mismanaged this whole thing from the jump.
Oh, absolutely.
On Birdsong. You know, they had him start off in the bullpen. It worked out great. Then they moved him to the rotation out of necessity. And they had to build him up to be ready to get certain innings and to be able to stretch himself out. And then by the time he finally stretched himself out, he was almost, you know, ineffective. And then you had this whole situation where you threw at somebody when he was clearly like not at a crossroads, but he was vulnerable. You know, his last couple starts hadn't been great.
I mean,
I don't know why you threw at the guy in the Marlins game.
Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, Hayden Birdsong. All three of those guys you mismanaged just infinitely. Jordan Hicks, I get you had the money attached to it, but he showed you last year.
Yeah,
this guy's not a starter,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
He's just not.
So well said.
He's got high velocity And yeah, he could be a bullpen guy, but even then, I'm sure his bullpen numbers, I don't know what they are at the Red Sox, but I checked at one point, he was not doing very well. Maybe he's doing better because the team's doing better. But you knew he wasn't a starter. Kyle Harrison, God love the guy. Talk about confidence with him. His confidence was shaken. And then towards the end of last year, Hayden Birdsong's as well. So they tried and failed when it came to those three guys. And I don't know if you're going to see Hayden Birdsong at all the rest of the season, because I do think they're going to push him down to AAA. And I want to hear from the guy right now, and I want to hear from the people, 888-957-9570.
It might be the best for him. Honestly, right now, he needs to build his confidence back up, and he also needs to be able to get through five full innings.
Hayden Birdsong after the game.
Taking about 2 weeks in between this start and your last start, was there anything that you were able to pinpoint in between these outings, or is there anything you've been able to pinpoint at all? It's the command issues.
I don't know right now, but that's every single time I have struggles with it, I try to find it and haven't found it yet, so we're keep working.
One of the last times this happened, you described the feeling as like having a force field around you. Is there? How would you describe?
Not around me, around the plate. That's more of a joke. But it just feels like that sometimes. And today felt good. Just couldn't locate it, obviously, and couldn't land it really anything.
What do you do to maybe right the ship when you know, you're running into these command issues?
Go back to step one. Whatever that is, but go back, look at film, see what I was doing in the minor leagues, see what I was doing up here early, just reset it. But that's all I got right now.
No, let's start fresh, but have there been any conversations about where your next appearance might be?
I have no idea. We'll see.
I mean, that's a guy that right there says everything. Confidence not there, not confident in what he's talking after the game. He's fed up. He's searching. Square one.
I give him a lot of respect for just sitting there and taking it.
I mean, I would have asked the question. It sounds kind of heartless when you ask it, but like, have you ever had a start like that in the history of your career? Like, that has got to be for a pitcher.
Joe, the answer is no.
How long has he been pitching, you think?
His whole life.
His whole life.
Probably since he was 8 years old.
Not to be able
Nine
to
years old.
Not to be able to record an out is literally probably one of the most frustrating and embarrassing things that could happen for a pitcher. And the command was an issue. He got hit around. Not to be able to record an out. Imagine you were that in that position and Bob Melvin comes out and asks for the ball right there. Like, I credit the guy just even talking after the game. It was a minute post game. And I don't know where you go from here. He even said at the end, I don't know. We'll see. But I'd be shocked if he's with the big league this time next week. I'd be shocked.
So the only thing I can think of in sports that came close to what I saw yesterday from Hayden Birdsong not recording it out, the only thing, the Niners played the Cardinals in like 2014 or 2015, and okay. Kaepernick was the quarterback, and two of his first four passes weren't just intercepted, they were pick sixes.
This is Chip Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, 2015 might have been Tom Sula.
Jimmy T. You're right, Jimmy T.
I'm going to look it up.
Look, yeah, please do. It just go. You can just go to the coaches. Right. You can tell me, yeah, how all bad
right.
it was.
So here it is. All right. The first one, Justin Bethel, 21-yard interception, return for a touchdown. Second one, the very next possession, Tyrann Mathieu, 33-yard interception, returned for a touchdown. Woo!
Honey Badger?
Kaepernick finished the game 9 of 19, 67 yards, in four picks. The Niners lost 47-7.
47-7.
Two of his first four passes were pick sixes.
Tough way to start a game.
I mean, wow.
Was that Carson Palmer?
Against Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer, fight on, Heisman Trophy winner. Wow. I forgot Tyrann Mathieu was an Arizona Cardinal. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Niners leading receiver.
Yeah.
You won't guess it. Niner right. leading receiver.
Oh, hold on.
Tight end or wide receiver.
Vance McDonald?
No. You're in the right position group.
Oh, boy. Who's the top?
Just think Rolex.
Who?
Selleck time!
Oh, my God. Celebrate Selleck time! Oh, my God. Oh, that's... We're talking about embarrassing performances, and I actually...
Garrett Selleck!
I actually want to throw it out to the people. And you said Tony Snell in my ear, Carter. That's a good one. He has the famous meme where it's just 28 minutes played. And it's like you, every time you rolling around for the group project in school, it's 28 minutes, 0000 stat line. I love the Clay, what's the Clay Thompson one where he's sitting on the bench smiling?
0 for 11.
No, not the 0 for 11. Oh. He had like 3 points and fouled out. And it's Clay sitting on like the sideline smiling, just chilling.
Warriors still won by 25.
Probably, but that's an embarrassing one. You said the Clay Thompson won his last ever game as a Warrior in the play-in game.
That's pretty sad.
888-957-9570. The most embarrassing stat line you can find, I want you to either call in or text in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. 888-957-9570. Oscar, Hayden Birdsong goes 0.0 innings, one hit, five earned runs, hit by pitch, four walks. I mean, it says all you need to know. By the way, this segment is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. Shout-out to those watching on YouTube. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
The only thing and it doesn't even come close, but wasn't it a preseason game where Matt Schaub, first ever play for the Raiders was a pick six?
Yeah, he was done. He's cooked after that. Is when you found out that Derek Carr was going to be the guy. Because they went to Derek Carr, and it was against the Legion of Boom defense.
And that's when they actually played preseason players.
Yeah, they
starters in the preseason.
And Richard Sherman came away from that game, postgame, saying, yeah, they need to play this guy. He's going to be legit. And Derek Carr, for a moment there, he was. Then he broke his leg, and the rest was history. And he was still a serviceable quarterback. By the way, he's one of those retirement guys. He just retired a couple months ago. Derek Carr, I don't even know who the Saints have because their guy, Jake Haener, didn't he get hurt or something too? I don't know what the hell's going on in the NFC South. By the way, training camp approaching for the Niners. Can't wait to talk some football. But that's a good one. Matt Schaub is pretty embarrassing. Matt Flynn, like, he got paid by the Raiders. He barely even played for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Flynn's another guy.
Do you guys remember Nathan Peterman?
Oh, yeah.
Peterman.
Oh, yeah.
His first start.
What'd he do?
Five interceptions in the first half.
Hold on. That was against the Rams.
Well, Alex Smith is one of my favorite ones. He threw five picks against the Colts, his first ever start against Peyton Manning. Oh my God. They were awful.
They were god-awful.
Awful.
Yeah.
But he was 20, like literally 20 years old, and might have weighed 140 pounds. That team was an expansion team.
Another one, John Starks in Game 7 of the 94 NBA Finals, 2 for 18.
Yeah, that was bad.
That's tough.
That's bad.
That's pretty embarrassing.
But he'll always have that dunk.
Well, I always think of him just the choke job that was, right?
And
him
getting, Starks was solid, though.
He was, no, but he...
Ex-Warrior.
He got shook at the line. They all got shook. I mean, Reggie Miller, they're still saying the choke job.
Is that Jordan's best dunk ever, the one where he went back baseline and then yammed it in Starks and Patrick Ewing's face?
I mean, the most...
In game.
I was going to say the most iconic one
so
is,
sick.
Is that. Well, Space Jam on line one over the Monstars. I mean, come on, man. Guy stretched his arm out there, am I right? 888-957-9570.
Based on a true story.
Thank you, it was. By the way, I've seen the second one multiple times, and it's just... Just the worst.
Saying Jordan's was better than LeBron's?
It was. It was infinitely. But Benny loves the second one more because he's got a bunch of the toys from there. For some reason, I don't know how we have these toys. I guess they were like cheap on like Marshalls or Ross or something. And he's got a bunch of the... They're not the Monstars. I forget what they're called. The 2.0 versions. It doesn't matter. Clay Thompson's a part of it, though, and so is Dame Lillard.
Bust. So I'm surprised you guys don't remember that Cardinal Kaepernick game. It's like the moment in time was like, Cap's done.
Gonna be honest, that was some of the most forgettable football. No one wanted to watch it during the Tom Sula and Chip Kelly era. It was
this
awful.
Is what separates the kids from the adult table.
I'm gonna be honest, we've had some great football the last two decades. We've had some of the worst NFL football in the history of NFL football these last two decades. At one point in the Bay Area, the two punters were the best players
Leckler
on
and
the
Lee.
Team.
Oh yeah, not a question in my mind.
I know you're just.
And I would add in Joe Nedney and your boy Sebastian Janikowski.
You know you're a diehard fan, or like you've seen a diehard fan if you see an Andy Lee or a Shane Leckler jersey.
Well,
those guys went through it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My boy, White Mike, Mikey C, shout him out somewhere. He somehow, I don't even know if it was a real jersey, had the Pro Bowl Andy Lee jersey with the Niner patch. I swear to God.
That's
fine. I didn't even know it existed. I don't even know how he got it. Actually. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
he loved Andy Lee.
Andy Lee was sick.
He used to stand up on second down and he'd be like, "Get ready, guys. Our Pro Bowler's coming out," and he'd start clapping. Hey, I'm not kidding.
A big season ahead.
Hated Alex Smith.
Big season ahead for one Thomas Morstead, am I right? See you later, Mitch Wishnowski. I mean, talk about training camp storylines.
Who other than Morstead. Me could have seen that coming?
You were so out on Wishnowski last
sucked.
Year. You were so...
Hey, he had that ceremonial first punt into the bay that one time. You didn't like that one?
No!
Thank you, Flem, for saving me there.
Chassie's just like reminiscing and how great of a memory that
was.
We're
talking about low points right now because the Giants are at a low point of the season, having lost six straight. And Hayden Birdsong might have had one of the most embarrassing performances I've ever seen. I feel bad saying it, but he'll even tell you. Like, you heard the guy's confidence after the game. He wanted that just one more time. Hayden Birdsong, the full post-game presser.
You don't even get an out.
Not even an out. 1 minute. That's all it took.
Taking about 2 weeks in between this start and your last start, was there anything that you were able to pinpoint in between these outings, or is there anything you've been able to pinpoint at all as to the command issues?
I don't know right now, but that's every single time I have struggles with it, I try to find it and haven't found it yet, so we're keep working.
One of the last times this happened, you described the feeling as like having a force field around you. Is there, how would you describe?
Not around me, around the plate. That's more of a joke, but it just feels like that sometimes. And today felt good. Just couldn't locate it, obviously, and couldn't land it really anything.
What do you do to maybe right the ship when you run into these command issues?
Go back to step one, whatever that is, but go back, look at film, see what I was doing in the minor leagues, see what I was doing up here early, just reset it. That's all I got right now.
Have there been any conversations about where your next parents might be?
This poor guy.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's called great producing in the back right there.
You know what I was thinking about listening to that? Baseball is just covered so different than football. And I know that it's just so different. Like, there's only 17 games. And could you imagine Grant Cohn in that scrum, for example? And I'm giving Grant credit here. Do you think you're a Major League Baseball pitching starting pitcher right now?
I think that's a legitimate question.
No, I know. But yeah. I'm saying, like think about how the Yankee media covers the team, okay? And then think about
Howard Eskin in Philly, right?
Yeah, Howard Eskin in Philly is a great example. And look, I think it is the appropriate tact with a 23-year-old to be softer in terms of the media. That is a human being right there, and he's at his low point. Yeah. And the fact that he's taking the time to talk to you, I know there's an obligation. I give him a lot of credit for this is clearly an inflection point for him in this career. And he sat there and he answered the questions. He feels like he's going to cry. I feel bad for him. But just imagine if that was the Niner scrum and the way, and I'm not ripping Grant, but that's how football is. Do you think you should make your next start? Just straight up asking him.
Just being a part of the limited times I've been a part of those questions and the press and all that, I'm just shocked, Sam, how quiet we have to be when asking questions.
What do you mean?
No, you have to be you hear them whispering basically right there. Like, if you're in a locker room scrum with football players, you whispering, I can barely hear them. They have to amplify that sound a lot.
That's just the mood, I guess, in clubhouse. Again, this is the only, I haven't done a ton of other clubhouses, but a couple years ago, I do the Braves post game one, and they do theirs on TV at the same time. And it's still kind of very similar, though. The beat writers still just kind of how did you think of Spencer Strider's start tonight? Oh, what did you think about this? I think that's just how, baseball writers, basketball writers, football writers, there's just a very different approach in how they approach post-game questions. It's interesting.
Sam, what would you have asked Hayden Birdsong yesterday? If you could ask him one question, what would it be?
I'll just ask him where your confidence is at now, and how do you get that back up?
It's gone.
Well, honestly, what would it sound like if let's just say hypothetically an NFL reporter like Grant Cohn was in there asking questions yesterday?
Hayden, do you think you belong at the big league level?
Yeah. I think that's a legitimate question.
I actually do too. And even though it's a tough one to hear, that is a legitimate question.
I mean, well, I legit wanted to get into his dome and his psyche. What was that like? And again, he might scoff at it. He might get upset about it, but what was that moment like when Bob Melvin came out to take the ball to your hand and you didn't record an out?
I thought he said something to the effect of sorry. Legitimately, I thought that's what I thought he said to the manager.
That's what it looked like.
My bad or something to that effect.
Well, because that's how these guys are wired. They feel bad. They feel like they're letting the team down. That's what they are.
And himself.
I think it was Shayna Rubin. She asked, did you have a conversation with Birdsong at all after the start? And Bob said he did, but that's one of those things that Bob's never actually going to share what's said in those conversations. So we probably did see them say something. They probably spoke afterwards, but that's just stuff we're never going to find out.
Remove Birdsong, remove Bob. What would be the question, a direct, super direct football-style question you would talk to Elliot Ramos and Jung Hoo Lee about right now?
Oh, my God.
What the hell happened on that play?
Exactly. What happened? Just right there. What happened?
Yeah, I remember it was the Dodger game we asked him about that.
What did you say?
What happened on those plays there? Those two plays that he misplayed in the outfield.
You're an interpreter.
Yeah, yes. And his interpreter, Justin Hahn, Justin was the bat boy last night. But he just basically said, what you saw happen is what happened. I misplayed the deep ball out to deep center, and then he blamed slipping, I guess, on some wet grass for the ball that fell in front of him. Yeah,
on one of the most beautiful days in San Francisco, by the way.
Yeah,
that night.
When you're wearing cleats.
I thought that one was was kind of an interesting
Jung
one.
Hoo
that he
said
went
that. Hey, Jung Hoo, I dare you to come to Crocker Park and come catch some fly balls.
No,
complaining about slipping on the grass.
No.
Get out of here.
He was giving me a look during that answer, too.
He was. Well, we also asked him
I'm giving him a look when I watch him play defense right now.
888-957-9570. We have some good ones on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line in regards to the most embarrassing moments.
Yeah, what are they?
How about the 1983 Oregon versus Oregon State infamous toilet bowl game? Double-digit fumbles, and the game ended at 0-0.
So I went to
the Cheez-It Bowl? Remember that one?
I went to a COVID game in Arizona. It was Cal football versus Arizona football. 1-8 versus 0-9. I'm not making this up.
Oh, my God.
Cal lost the game. Arizona ran onto the field. It was 0-0 in the fourth quarter. Okay? Well, why are you smiling?
Was this when DeSean Jackson stepped out of bounds
no,
at the end?
No, this was like 5 years ago.
No, this is recent.
COVID. Arizona was awful. But COVID had decimated the Cal football team. They suited up like 26 guys.
Oh my God.
I'm not making this up. And it was also 150 degrees. My wife almost got a heat stroke. Like, she was, like, almost passed out.
I think I remember this. You were telling me. You said it was a beautiful campus.
It was
Arizona.
Incredible. Yeah. Had a great time.
That's Tucson?
Worst football game I've ever seen.
That's Tucson, right? Arizona.
Yes.
Arizona State.
Tucson's awesome.
It's different.
It's about an hour, maybe an hour and a half drive from Phoenix.
Okay.
I want to say.
888-957-9570. Most embarrassing stat lines you have seen. Give it to us right now. Call or text. I want to hear all of them. We're getting college. We got a Don Nelson one in here going back to the Warriors.
When
the
they were tanking
days.
For the Harrison Barnes pick.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot on here. We're going to get to on the other side. 888-957-9570. And it's going to be brought to you by Safeway. Five earned runs, four walks, add in a hit by pitch in there. Yikes.
So I was telling a story at the break, and hopefully my brother's listening right now. He was like, hey, let's go play in this tournament. This is like, I don't know, almost 10 years
ago. Deli
Boy? Deli
Boy,
yeah. So let's go play in this golf tournament. I was like, all right, let's do it, you know? So we show up, and there's like a zillion people there, okay? I swear to you, there's 100 people waiting on the T-Box. I think it was like 120 total in this tournament.
Nice. What course?
I think it was Dublin Ranch. It may not exist anymore.
Okay.
But it's like I don't know. Look it up. Dublin Ranch.
I think it's still around when
I go. Livermore, Dublin area. It was really nice, actually.
Yeah, it's still there. Public golf course.
Yeah. So we're on the first tee. Now, remember, this is the start of a tournament. We've never really played in any tournament golf. We're not that good. We're not pretending to be that good. Just kind of like measure yourself up. See where you're at.
You're just going to have fun. If I break 100, great. There you go. For me, that's how it is.
Never played the course.
Yeah.
So the first tee is like elevated and it's looking down on this hole. And again, there's so many people watching and the insecurity is through the roof. So I get up there and I got to just hit. I got to just hit the ball as far to the right as I can and just get off the tee. So I hit a balloon shot. It just goes. I don't even know where it is. I pretend like I know where it goes. Like, just pick up the tee, get off the tee box.
Right.
My poor brother topped his drive in front of everyone, stomped on over to the golf cart, grabs his 3-wood, pulls it out, and I could feel, you know, you could feel the anger and the frustration.
Real quick. Teeing off in front of a bunch of people, a bunch of randos that you don't know in front, like it's very, very nerve wracking. Like that is one of the, like, of all the things in sports that are amateur wise, teeing off in front of everyone.
It's the worst.
They're
all judging.
The only thing you can't do is what your brother did.
Yes.
That's the only thing, literally. I could slice it. I could hook it. At least it goes that way or this way.
Just hit it.
Just hit it.
Just hit it.
But topping it is the worst.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
It does.
So I don't even know if he got out of the tee box, but he was like off to the side. So he stomps over, gets his 3-wood, and then tops it again.
Oh, no.
And then doesn't even take a practice swing, just turns around and just rips it so far right, gone into the oblivion.
Oh, no.
That's how we started the tournament.
Did he
was lying like 500. I don't know what he was lying, you know?
I mean, not even
lying like 6 or 7.
So how'd you guys finish?
Oh, did we finish? I think we walked off the course, actually. I'm not even sure if we really, truly finished.
Just left.
We were so bad.
Left.
It was also like an 8-hour round.
Oh my God. 8 hours?
It wasn't really 8 hours. It was probably like six.
Slow burn.
Nothing is worse than slow bad golf.
Well, it wasn't a shotgun start because you had to start on the first.
No, you started on the first.
Oh,
it was not a shotgun.
So yeah, that's going to take a long time.
It was awful.
Then. No, that's going to take a long time.
We're like, oh, we got a good draw. We're early in the tournament. It's like, no.
No,
well,
we topped it a couple times. 888-957.
He still might have beat me that day, by the way.
888-957-9570. 415, me and my buddies were at that Kaepernick game that you referenced, Jasky. It was in Arizona, and there was a ticket mix-up, so they upgraded our tickets to lower bowl seats just in time for us to sit down and watch Kaepernick throw his first pick six of the game. Oh, my God. See, at least, like, some things are so bad you'll never forget it. That's a moment in and of itself that you'll never forget. I remember going to, what was it, a Raiders-Eagles game at the Coliseum, and Nick Foles tied the NFL record with 7 touchdown passes.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't play the fourth quarter.
Who was the white boy wide receiver?
Oh, Riley Cooper.
Riley Cooper caught a couple, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Oh, and he was, since rest in peace, DJ Hayden was covering him. And I know he was
off. Defensive backs for the Raiders jokes. They just make themselves.
I think it was Brad Gilbert calling them burnt toast every single time because he was just getting cooked. Yeah, he was. He was just not a good pick. He wasn't. He had an incredible story, DJ Hayden. I remember getting drafted, I think, out of Houston. He almost died on the practice field, and they had to save him. Like, he got hit in the chest, in his heart. Like, something crazy happened, and the surgeon had to, like, it was, they likened it to trying to tie together, like, wet paper towels. They saved him that way. It was an incredible story. He just never translated to the league. And, yeah, that's what I remember. Like, in the opposite direction, I think Terrell Pryor had, like, a couple picks. Terrell Pryor, there you go. That was the quarterback. Just tells you all you need to know.
I actually like Terrell Pryor.
Well, yeah, that's the name.
He'll always have that one moment where he got Troy Polamalu on a sick juke and ran like 95 yards for a touchdown. It might still be one of the longest touchdowns ever by a quarterback.
Al Davis's last ever draft pick.
It was. And you know what it was?
Supplementary draft pick.
There you go. It was a supplemental draft pick. 707, why in the world is Melvin tossing Verlander and Birdsong out on the mound before Roop? Roop has been one of our best pitchers all season long.
That's a great
courtesy
question.
Of the Boxer and Gerson.
Maybe it was to give him some sort of a break in the season. Like, I don't know where his arm's at.
If you're trying to set the tone for the second half or the final stretch of the season, you don't do it with one of your worst pitchers. And they did it with Justin Verlander. I just don't understand the thought process or rationale in that at all.
I remember, like, I was listening to Dibs and Grandy, I believe, and I forget who said it, but they were like, well, you know, it gives you 2 chances to look at Verlander before the deadline. 2 too many.
What do you need to see from him?
Exactly.
Point? You don't need to see, like, you know, for
it
Justin
made no
Verlander.
Sense to me.
I believe that was Dibs.
Was that Dibs who said that? Because you also were thinking what I was thinking, which was, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard. Love you, Dibs, but I don't know what you were thinking there.
Dan Dibley here. Squirt.
Hey, let's just see how crappy Verlander can look before the deadline.
Dave Fleming warned us yesterday, and this, I guess, was a sign of things to come. We knew Hayden Birdsong's confidence was already shot for the most part, but you figured 2 weeks off, all right, maybe. Well, this was Dave before the game yesterday on with us talking about Birdsong needing it to make it easier on himself.
His last actual start was that 4th of July weekend in Sacramento. So, yeah, you're right. You're talking about a good couple weeks plus now since he started a game. And he managed to go 5. That was like the most harrowing 5 innings you could ever watch. He was in trouble the whole time. And you just can't survive that way. You cannot. It's too high stress physically, mentally, on everybody. Your catcher, your pitcher, your defense. You got to make it a little easier. It can't be, you know, like you're just hanging on for dear life the whole time. And we've seen Birdsong many times in his very young career make it look much easier. So we know it's in there. We know it is. And maybe the time off will be good for him. But they really do need him. They do.
Dave Fleming on yesterday. And by the way, you want to relive some of the moments in that first inning, Joe? I know you're trying to bury them deep, deep down. But let's relive some of those moments. Start off with that leadoff walk in the first.
That's ball 4. He tried a slider, real hard slider, but missed. Leadoff walk drawn by Profar. That's low, and that's back-to-back walks to start the game. That's probably the last thing that the Giants wanted to see. That's another walk. So the game has started in nightmare fashion for Hayden Birdsong. He's walked the first 3, and he's hardly thrown a strike in his first 15 pitches. That one is hit towards right center field. That's going to go all the way to the wall, and that's going to score 3. Acuna just flying around the bases. And all three of those walks immediately come in to score. It's 3-1.
And the game was all but over there. They got a tricky hop for Matt Chapman there after that when Matt Gage came in. Two more runs tagged to one Hayden Birdsong. But, the confidence, no longer there. It's gone. It's cooked. Where do the Giants go from here when it comes to their fourth and fifth starters? Well, great question. And I guess we're all going to find out. Well, do you go opener? If you're going to go opener, then good luck to the rest of the bullpen the rest of the season, Joe. Like, what's your strength is now going to be one of your weaknesses.
So, this thing that, they needed to see what they had in Verlander and Birdsong. Even if Verlander do a perfect game in the Toronto game, did anyone feel great about him finishing the season on a high note?
No.
Even if Birdsong had gone out and thrown a perfect game and was out of his mind, did anyone think that they didn't need more pitching? There's not a soul on the planet. Their families included. All right?
Their families.
I'm dead. They have eyeballs. They've been watching like we have.
You think Kate Upton's saying, God, Bob, she's talking to Bob Melvin on the side. It's like, I just don't think Justin has anything left. It's done.
And look, there's this thing of they traded the wrong guy. Harrison. Harrison's had three starts in minor leagues. He's given up five home runs. He's pitched 11 innings. He's got a 6 ERA. Now, maybe he figures it out at some point. He's made three starts in AAA. All right, for whatever, the Winchester or whatever the heck they are.
Pawtucket Sox, I think, yeah.
Whatever it is, okay? He hasn't been much better. Okay, Jordan Hicks, we watch Jordan Hicks. Jordan Hicks isn't good either.
No.
He's a bullpen arm at most, all right? So this thing that they traded away the wrong guy, time will tell, but as of right now, both guys aren't very good.
I think it's
Birdsong and Harrison.
I think it's hard for fans sometimes to just come to their realization, and we always like to hang on. Sometimes the team's just not good enough. Sometimes the players are not good enough. You know what? Shame on us, then. Talking and comparing this team to the Dodgers with that lineup. Oh, but they're pitching. The Dodgers pitching. Yeah, but I saw Shohei Ohtani yesterday. You get taken deep in the first inning as a pitcher. He comes back and hits a home run. Like, you're competing with him, the Freemans, the Betts, these guys, Pajeses of the world.
Glasnow and Snell are coming back.
Coming back. They'll be fine. Like, the Padres, that's the next team that you should be comparing yourself to. Hell, you should be comparing yourself probably to the D-backs of all teams, because that's closer to where you are. Not to the Padres, not to the Dodgers. You're closer to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Yes, you're better than the Rockies. Yes, you're better than the Pirates. But offensively, the stats will tell you, you're actually closer to those teams than you are than the Dodgers and Padres. Offensively, you are one of, if not the worst team in baseball. And that's alarming.
Read me off. Okay, they showed a graphic on NBC. Yes,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Up right now.
It was the first 50 games, and they were basically top seven in all of baseball in almost every category. Yeah.
So
in offense and defense and pitching.
So we got the last 50 games.
Okay,
Joe.
So this is after the first 50,
yes.
These last 50.
All right. So runs per game, 3.5, which ranks 30th in Major League Baseball. Again, last 50 games for the Giants offense. Their average with runners in scoring position, 0.193, which is 30th.
These are dead last. There's only 30 teams in baseball.
All right. San Francisco also ranks 29th or 30th in average, home runs, slugging percentage, and OPS. They're one of the worst offenses in baseball. And the only other teams that are worse are, again, as I mentioned, the Pirates, who have been awful my entire lifetime, basically. And then who? The Rockies? Well, even the Rockies are probably better because they play in Colorado. Who cares?
And their pitching's slipping. It's everything's...
This is a team we're supposed to be considering potentially like as a playoff team. They're telling us they're not. They're telling us they're not good. Just watch the games, guys. They're not a good team right now. But we were sold. We were told... For the Jim Bowdens of the world, after they made the roof for Rafi Devers, hey, the expectations of October baseball.
The expectations, without a doubt, to me, are they're going to have to play in October baseball. And I have a lot of confidence that this group is going to play in October baseball. I love the way this team has been built. I love the energy. I love the blend of youth and veterans. Most importantly, I love the pitching staff. And that's going to play. And you've got a president of baseball ops in Buster Posey that really understands how to get hitters out. And his expertise and quiet leadership and light whispers to Pat Bailey and the other catchers are difference makers for the Giants. So I don't look at it as pressure. I look at it as let's enjoy this ride because this ride is going to take us into October, baby.
Yeah, he was feeling great.
Well, think about that.
Jim Bowden on the Giants.
But their pitching hasn't sustained.
No.
And then their runner and scoring position hitting has gotten worse, which I didn't even think was possible. And then their defense has slipped a lot lately. So you're playing Wilmer at first more than Dom Smith. We know Wilmer's not a great first baseman. Right?
I never bought into this being a good defensive team at all. I think Matt Chapman himself is a great defensive player. Wilmer Flores, as you mentioned, no. Dom Smith, who they got obviously halfway through, he's good. He's a vacuum out there. He's actually way better than I thought he was.
No, Dom Smith is a good defensive person, but he doesn't play enough, right? And then like I look at left field. Ramos is one of the worst outfielders in baseball in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
He just is. I mean, how many games has this guy taken the bad route, a poor jump, had a ball go off his glove or not communicated properly.
Or go over his head, quite frankly.
And then I haven't even brought up his arm, which has been erratic at best. Missed cutoffs, throwing to the wrong bases. Jung-Woo Lee, has he been a good defensive center fielder?
No. No, he hasn't been.
At all.
I thought he was showing signs early in the season. Like, oh, you know what? He made some nice plays.
Yeah.
He showed his speed. He was hitting all the cutoff men correctly. But he's been pressing at the plate, and I think it's affecting his defense.
That's a good point. Yeah. And then Adames, like, I like Adames. Their defense at short has been so, so bad. But relative to the rest of the league, Adames is very middle of the pack, bottom of the pack in terms of errors, but middle of the pack in terms of range and defensive prowess. You know, he hasn't had a great defensive season overall.
I mean, doesn't he have the most errors in baseball currently right now? It's him or Machado, right? When it comes to shortstops, when it comes to third baseman.
I
know.
It doesn't tell the full story.
It doesn't, but if we're just going to go by that,
I don't think he's a great defensive shortstop. Yeah. I want to make that clear. Yeah. Nick Allen is.
Yes.
I don't think Adames is a great defensive shortstop, but he is much better than what they've done the last few years there.
And errors are always misleading when it comes to guys that play every single
or have range.
Game. Or have range,
like,
right?
One of the things that I get mad about when people talk about Ellie De La Cruz is I go, Ellie De La Cruz gets to balls that others have no opportunity to get to, and so he'll make a throwing error on a play that would have been a base hit for other players.
Same with Machado, right? I think Machado is very, very good defensively at third baseman. I don't think he gets the credit he deserves there. But he, as you said, makes a lot of plays sometimes where it goes, he throws it away, right? Trying to make a play where others can't.
And there are other guys who, you know, they can't make the routine play, but they make the spectacular play.
Exactly.
There are guys like that.
The Cruises of the world?
Yeah, there are guys like that. Like, you know, you play long enough, you see those guys. And so, like, right now, their defense has been slipping. I mean, that's four spots on the diamond that are a question mark defensively on any given day. Short, first base, center field, left field. That's difficult.
And if you're trying to pinpoint the Giants' strengths and how they win, potentially in October, hell, you got to get to October 1st, it would be timely hitting, because you know you just don't have the offense, you don't have the manpower,
no.
You don't. It's timely hitting in clutch situations. It's a elite bullpen to lean on, and your starters have to eat five or six innings. And right now, none of that is happening.
If they finish this season with less than 80 wins and they're under 500 again, boy, that would be a huge disappointment, wouldn't it?
It would be disappointing, but I don't think it'd be the end of the world. If they don't make the playoffs this year, I could still rationalize it as a fan saying, we got Rafi Devers, we made a big splash. There is clearly a lot that still needs to happen when it comes to the farm system. We didn't know how bad it was, but Buster Posey has a massive offseason underhand. Like, talking about setting the tone for the future, that's going to happen this offseason. It has to, because they just don't have the depth anywhere right now.
You bring up Rafi Devers. Say they go on another two-week slide here. Could that be the worst possible scenario, just shutting him down and getting him right?
I don't think it's the worst case scenario, because you have to protect your investment. Like, I've been talking about this for weeks. I don't think it's the worst thing. I get it. If it's the worst thing
for the overall team.
For the overall team,
but
yes.
But for the individual.
But for the individual and what this individual will mean for your future, Joe, he is your prized possession. He is your golden goose, as I'm going Veruca Salt and Willy Wonka here. Like, you got to protect your asset right now, and protecting from
that's a different station.
I think it used to be on the station actually at one point.
Protect your assets here at 7:30 in the morning on a Saturday.
We used to have that here on, I think, when we had like an AM version of the station. I know.
What is that guy's name?
When we were a proper station.
Thank you.
What is that guy's name?
David Hollander.
David Hollander.
We all know it.
Thank you.
As we're promoting another station, there you go. But Rafi Devers, as we're talking about him, I'm watching him rumble and tumble and stumble.
Well, yesterday he scored on the Adames line drive that Profar misplayed.
Oh my God.
He stopped after scoring at home. Joe, I thought he tore both of, like, I don't even know, is it one groin or two? I thought he tore them both.
Dude, he looked like that SpongeBob meme where he's out of breath and he's standing naked next to the jellyfish. That's what Rafi Devers looked like taking his helmet off yesterday.
With clothes on.
It's just with clothes on. Yes, thank you. Going back to getting pantsed, right? Like, Rafi Devers just looked gassed. He can't even run around the bases, guys.
I think there's a long-term conversation that he needs to have with himself in the mirror and say, what kind of ball player do I want to be moving forward?
Well, because Joey's getting the hits, and he's hitting the ball, but, like, What good is it if I can't get you to score from first?
He's compromising his own excellence.
See, there's one,
right?
Yes. Like, there's one thing to say with Matt Olson, who's lumbering around the bases. Matt Olson's one of the slowest players. Watch the guy. He looks like a giraffe out there. He's a truck. But you know what I'm getting from Matt Olson? I'm getting the slugging. I'm getting him hitting the ball out of the field. And I'm getting one of the best, if not the best, glove at first base. That is why I have Matt Olson. And we actually kind of tossed it around, I think, yesterday. Maybe it was off air. Maybe it wasn't. Hell, if I could just trade for Matt Olson right now and it cost me Rafi Devers, I might do that. Like, that's how much respect I have for Matt Olson. So I'm not saying you have to be this speedster on the base pass. But what I need from you, Devers, and clearly the injuries are a part of this, I need you to slug and hit the ball out of the ballpark, and you have not been able to do that. And if you're not doing that, you got to be a plus glove defensively. And we know he's not that.
The true teams that I view as contenders, Joe, right now, they have one or two holes. Right now, the Giants have multiple big holes, and that's why I don't view them as this contender for a playoff spot. That's why I don't view them as such. And that's why I think, considering if you keep falling out of this, and we're 5, 6, 7 games out of a wild card spot, that's when I do think that this chatter about shutting down Rafi Devers becomes more of a drumbeat and a loud, you know, chorus from the crowd.
Do you consider shutting down Rafi Devers right now, Giants fans? Do you even consider
it? I think it's too premature today.
But I'm going to ask the question. If this team continues to skid, do you consider shutting down Rafael Devers for the rest of the year to protect him from himself and to protect the investment of your highest paid player? 888-957-9570. You can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Hey, Bo Mel, what's the message to this team after the 6-game losing streak?
It's not a good look, what we're doing right now. It's not timely at all. They know that.
All right. That doesn't garner much confidence for me going forward. What would you tell this team, Joe, if you're the manager right now?
What are we doing? What are we doing? Like, I don't think...
Is this a closed-door meeting situation?
We do this thing in sports where we're afraid to just, like, be honest. Like, just come out, Bummel. I don't know what Jung-Hoo Lee and Elliot Ramos were doing there. I said to them when they got into the dugout, can one of you just make a play?
Right.
Like, I don't think that is, like, egregious. And if they're so sensitive that their manager can't just acknowledge that, like, we are in the wrong sport. Yeah, like, what are we doing?
They need a kick in the pants right now in the worst way. I don't know where that comes from. When I got Willie Adames saying we've fallen off the bus after the game, it's not a good look. It's not. For the guy that's the eternal like, the guy that was struggling for the most part of the season was still having a smile on his face, was the eternal optimist, and now he's actually playing well. Again, the guy a month ago, Joe, was batting .190. He's batting .230. He's raised his batting average 40 points. He's been great. And you know what? He still has that optimism, but it's waning. Even for a guy like Adames, it's got to be frustrating for him when he signed this contract and he thought, like, and I actually don't know what he thought when he signed the contract. If he thought this was a legit playoff team, I'm not sure. By the way, I wonder how I am feeling if I am Willie Adames, seeing what the Brewers are doing right now. They're balling, Joe. I don't know if you've seen the NL Central, the Brew Crew. They're for real, man. They're for real.
Joe, this thing, like, they're only 4 games out of a wild card spot. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
When the Niners lost to the Buffalo Bills, and then they're facing the Chicago Bears the very next week, I believe they were 5-7. And everyone's like, they're still in it. They're still in it. That loss meant nothing. What only matters is playing the NFC, because we got the Rams game coming up and we're only 5-7. We're still in this.
Yep.
That's what it feels like. When we all kind of knew, like, think about that, where you felt after that CMC went down. Brock Purdy looked terrible in the snow. The team looked terrible. They looked lifeless. They looked completely defeated. Remember how many people said they're still in it?
Well, I go back to who started in Green Bay? Who was it? Who's the quarterback that started? Who started in Green Bay?
Wasn't that Brandon Allen?
Brandon Allen.
See, yeah, I
forgot about his name. We all forgot about it. That happened last year.
Totally.
And Tebow Samuel didn't talk to reporters after the game.
Mark still thinks that he was a great backup for Joe Burrow. So relax.
I actually like Jake Browning. Yeah, I think he should get a shot somewhere else. Jake Browning, when he's coming for Joe Burrow, he's been fine.
Brandon Allen backed up Joe Burrow. Are you not paying attention?
Is there anything to be said about...
Are you not paying attention?
This is looking too much into the weeds, but...
Kisner was backing up Patrick Bailey.
I mean, the Brewers got rid... They moved off from Willie Adames, and they're 60-40. They've won 11 in a row.
Yeah, they're one of the most well-run teams in baseball. And what do they have that we don't? Their prized possession arm came up and it looked every bit like the prized possession arm.
And they also moved off of one of their prized possession arms in Corbin Burnes.
Well, they did that 2 years
earlier. They set the table for it.
I mean, they traded him. Yeah, they did. No, you're right.
And then Boston Red Sox, I mean, they got rid of Rafi Devers. They're a wild card team, but the season ended right now. They're 54-48.
Well, Duran's the guy that I look at when I watch Boston play and I go, that's the spark plug type of a player.
Roman Anthony's been playing well for them lately. Yeah. It's their top prospect who came up. Connor's in San Leandro. Connor, good morning.
What's up, Connor?
How are we feeling about Rafi Devers, Connor?
Oh, good morning. And I love the Niners as the comparison point because I still remember Willard announcing that McCaffrey wasn't going to start for the opening game of the season. And like that being such a huge moment, both for your station and for the season. And, you know, it was downhill from there.
Yep.
And look, I think when it comes to where we are, it's a slightly different take, even though I definitely love the comparison. You know, my take here is Buster has a unique approach. He has like a gunslinger approach to doing this general manager thing. And that's what we love about him. That's why he is so different from Farhan, because he actually does the dang thing. And part of that play has always been, if we're going to sign people, it's because they know we can win here. That's why you can't shut down Rafi Devers. Rafi Devers is part of the recruitment, and Rafi Devers' ability to figure it out is too. He's a unique guy. You know, we have spent so long thinking about the politics of whether or not the general manager will be allowed by ownership to actually sign guys.
Yeah.
That it's actually new to us to start thinking about individual player psychology. But I think that's where the conversation needs to be.
Does he look good?
Like, the only way
Let
out
me
of
ask you this, though. I love where you're going. You sound like you really watch the team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.